Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Anne-Marie Beggs from the Paragraph Challenge based in Dublin and Ireland. Don't forget to press the follow button to keep informed on what we're talking about. Today I'm joined again with my fantastic husband, Mark.
Good day. I'm not, I'm in Australia, so I'm in the evening time.
Ever the comedian. Today we're talking about confidence. What is confidence? Why is it important? And how using the Davis program, it makes a material difference to not only your child's happiness, your family's happiness. If you're an adult learner, it makes you more comfortable in your environment, maybe your workplace or your home life. So Mark's going to kick it off with some observations on his behalf.
Yes, I think two things. One, confidence is important for children. I've seen it when I was in school. What gave me an awful lot of confidence, believe it or not, was going to work during the summer holidays when I was 14. Because I suddenly realized that there was things I did very well, from being wine waiter to being a waiter to charging the Americans for water when they were on a fixed budget so I could earn more money, to running the tea shop on the ship. So very within the first year or 2 years I've been working on the summer, I realized I had an awful lot of skills. And also, my maths got better because working in the tea bar, I had to do a stock sheet every night and many Mars bars we sold, and many we took down from stock, and many should be left on the shelf. So all practical stuff. So I suddenly realized that even though the teachers in school were telling you you were stupid and you didn't know stuff and you didn't know Irish and you couldn't do your Latin and you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that, that I had an awful lot of skills that not only did the teachers not have, but most of the people in my class didn't have. So it gave me confidence going through the whole school, going through school, because no matter what they said, I knew I wasn't stupid, which is the big thing. But I've also noticed over the last 17 years, I've seen children come into Anne-Marie on a Monday with a baseball cap on, their eyes half hidden, or people coming in very shy. And then on the Friday, these children are leaving so confident, they're chatting away, they're talking. And then the feedback is, like, they're going into school and their confidence level is so high, you don't have to ultimately have learned anything. Because when your confidence level is so high, that means you don't mind taking on new stuff. And I've seen it with Christian when he did a course. He had no problem going into school when he was young with a laptop and telling people he was dyslexic. And once you get over that confidence and you have that confidence, you can actually do anything in school. Even if you're not doing it well, you still have the confidence to ask questions and to say to the teacher, I haven't got a clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's very true. And I had a phone call earlier today, actually, from a parent in a school. Now, this parent got a name from her daughter. The daughter came home from school and said, oh, I have to go to Anne-Marie because two kids in my class have gone to Anne-Marie. And now they're much better at school and they're much happier. So I had a long conversation with the mom and we were discussing the various areas that needed to be addressed and how I could help her with that. And the mom said, well, the main thing I am concerned about is her confidence. So prior to this, she was getting along okay in school. And they did notice about 2 years ago that her math skills were not great. But they told the mom to trust them and that she would catch up. Unfortunately, she hasn't caught up and they've since discovered that she has dyscalculia. And the mom said the child now realizes that she is different and that she can't learn the maths. She doesn't understand why she can't learn the maths and that her confidence has taken a bashing. And so the mom said to me, I explained what the program is. And she said, well, the main thing that we are concerned about is the child's confidence because her brother is so good at maths that
and confidence equals happiness. If you're confident, you're happy. Even in work life, if you're confident in what you do, you're happy.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, I was a very happy teenager, but I was very quiet. But when I met Mark, Mark came across as a much more confident person. But I think you can be confident in different areas of your life. So I was not confident standing up in front of people or speaking out loud. But I was very confident in what work I could do. And I always, you know, knew I could get through it. I didn't have any difficulties in that area. So I think you can be confident in some places, but not in all places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, one comment that the lady made to me, actually, which struck me as very odd in this day and age, was that the teacher said to her about a year ago, well, you know, you'll just have to be satisfied with the fact that your child is never going to be good at maths.
But that's because every teacher who qualifies now, automatically, they get a crystal ball. And that crystal ball tells them how each child is going to be in 15 or 20 years' time.
Yeah, and I thought it was, like, very strange. It's like something you'd hear, like...
Well, I heard it. I was in, I don't know whether it was third class or fourth year. Like, well, I mean, secondary school, when our brother, the headmaster, who was a tyrant, came in and told everyone in our class, we don't have to worry. And I've said this before on another broadcast.
I have.
But he said, we don't have to worry. Because we're all going to be plumbers and carpenters and tradesmen. And no disrespect to tradesmen. But he was treating the words as derogatory. And so we didn't have to worry about being barristers and accountants and solicitors and all that. Because in other words, we were stupid. We were tick. So there was no point us breaking our backsides for the leaving cert. Because we were going to go and be a carpenter or a plumber and measure a piece of wood or whatever. So... if they're still doing that nowadays,
yeah,
that's
that
horrendous.
Was a very long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, yeah. It was head schools. We didn't
you
have a proper school.
Mark did not like that teacher. It's ingrained.
It wasn't a teacher. It was a brother. He was terrible. But yeah, it was a head school. Yeah, you know, I went to school in the hedge times, and I used to go to school look across the road in the hedge, and the head brother used to come in and visit us. But it is terrible that
it is.
Teachers
I mean,
nowadays
like
are still doing that. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's like me making certain outlandish statements saying, well, do a Davis program and you can be an astronaut. Nobody knows what anyone is going to accomplish, one good or bad. You give them the tools and they always succeed but how can a teacher know what is going to happen in someone's life?
Well, it's really a comment on their own skills. That's like going to get your car service and get the back and the mechanic says, don't worry, the car will only run for a week and break down again. So a teacher is basically saying, that teacher, I don't really have the skills to teach your son or daughter, so this is what they will become. And that's like, yeah,
I know,
that's terrible.
And it's the second time I've heard the same comment in the last few weeks where they told two different children that they would not succeed. One, they told them they would never be a good reader and never accomplish much. And the other one was that you're not going to ever learn to be good at maths. I mean, it's like everything else. It's a skill. Cooking's
but can
a
you
skill.
Imagine the confidence sucking it, being sucked out of that child. Because
yeah.
Now they believe
well,
they're going to do very bad in school.
Her parents did not pass on that piece of information to the child. But, I mean,
yeah.
Kids are very clever and they get the vibes from people. Now, on the other hand, I was listening to a very interesting podcast earlier.
You wouldn't listen to our podcast. You listen to a different podcast.
I was indeed. I was looking to listening to a podcast. It was a discussion actually for teachers about leadership skills and leadership qualities. And the lady on the podcast was explaining like where teachers can go. Her name is Dr. Ciara O'Donnell. And how they can progress and opportunities outside teaching. And she was a very inspiring lady. So there is excellent teachers
out there.
Some of them, I think, are just frustrated by the system. And if you listen to her, she was explaining the way the system, every time they come up with a strategy, the politicians change their mind and want to focus on a different area. So there's a whole load of complicated reasons for our education system not evolving. But that does not mean that teachers still should mind their words.
They should. And also, you need to remember that their words mean something to a young child.
Yeah.
And like you say, I always mention that brother. And you can see how someone coming into a class when you're young, making a comment about you, can stick with you for years.
Yeah.
And I was lucky because I went to work during the summer months, I knew I was good at what I do. And even though I wasn't good at school, I knew I was good at something else. A lot of kids don't have the opportunity to know they're good at something else and may leave school thinking they're not going to amount to much, which is absolutely terrible.
Yeah, this lady had two very interesting quotes that I'd like to share with you. So she said that people are the oil that makes the machinery of an organization and the people that make the relationships. So that in the, a school, the teachers are the oil. So if some of the oil is missing, the well dries up, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
You have a squeaky wheel.
Exactly. And I'll leave you with her parting comment on the podcast was that you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. And so I think that is a lesson we could all learn. That, you know, there's no point just sitting around and waiting for something to happen. If you're looking for something different, if you're an adult looking for something different, or if you're a parent looking for a different approach, then check out my website, The Paragraph Challenge, or I'm on social media as Anne Marie Beggs or The Paragraph Challenge. And Mark will share with you his contact details.
Yeah, I'm on DareRightFrameAcademy.com if you want to contact me. And also don't forget to hit the follow button so you can find out and keep up to date with all the podcasts between myself and Anne Marie and on the other social media outlets.
Have an amazing day. Thank you for listening.
Thanks a lot. Bye.